Oh my gosh. You know what we should do?
Oh my gosh, what?
We should go to the mall.
It's time for Let's Go to the Mall, and with me today is
Emily Moosman, the marketing director at Champlain Center Mall.
And I know we're kind of in that after the holidays slump and we don't think about any other holidays, but as somebody who loves Valentine's Day as much as I do, Emily and I have an idea and we're going to talk about it today. We've got a little contest coming up for Valentine's Day with the mall.
Love at the mall. I know there's a lot of people out there, I think me definitely included in that group, that either met their partners, went on a first date at the mall, worked with their crush at the mall. We want to hear those stories. I want to be able to share them with the world if possible, but we're just excited about it. I think after working at the mall so long, you just witness so much magic go down at the food court sometimes.
You know, it's true. You asked me about first dates. I'm trying to think, like, I call this person my first serious boyfriend because I was a senior in high school when we started dating. And he took me, I went to see the movies. I went to the movies to see Young Guns 2 on a date in eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
And then I saw, I think it was Dumb and Dumber, years later on a first date at the mall with the first serious boyfriend. So, yes, I have had mall dates.
Like, first date at the movies, I think there's so many different scenarios that could down. Do you share your popcorn? Do you not share your popcorn?
You know, I should have known when the guy laughed so hard he fell off the movie theater seat that it was probably not the one for me.
Well, I actually met my husband at the mall. He was the manager at Subway, and I just came back from the gym acting like I was super sporty, and I ordered the most fattening sub in the world. And I was like, well, I guess this is no point of all the workout I did just went away. And he was like, oh, well, if you need a gym buddy. But, like, that was me just pretending, like, playing, going to the gym. I wasn't, like, a serious gym person at all. And after that, it was magic. And we're just like, I went to the Subway, I got a sub, and I got a husband at the same time.
We really want to encourage anybody. If you had, if you have a love story that centers around the mall, you know, our mall here, and it can be the old mall or the new mall. You can tell us your mall story because there's both malls. You know, people grew up with both malls. I want to know your love story. So all you'll have to do is, starting on the 24th of January, you're going to call our phone number, 518-324-1063. You've got about 2 minutes to leave your story about love at the mall. Or if you need to, you can call back and share the rest of it. But please do. And Emily's got some prizes for people who we find is the best story.
Yeah, we want to up that date at the mall, so we will give you a $50 gift card of the store that you love at the mall. We will also give movie tickets, and we are also pizza! So you can have a date at the mall. So movies, pizza, and go shopping all at once in the new love at the mall.
So we encourage you to call 518-324-1063 to leave your story about love at the mall, and we'll have the we'll have the lucky winner's name in a future broadcast. So we want to say, again, encouraging you to call, leave your story about love at the mall, working with your crush. I mean, I know I used to have a crush on a boy that worked at Record Town, and it was good because I liked records, and I also liked to go look at him at the Record Town.
Ooh.
I will not be submitting that story, though.
I know, like, back in my hometown days, I used to have a crush on the Abercrombie boys when I was in middle school.
See, there's love in the mall everywhere. Well, thank you so much, Emily, for coming in to record with me today. And I look forward to going to the mall and hearing more about love at the mall.
Magic at the mall.